U.S. military. We'll talk to Casey McFarland about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. After a double-digit loss to Donald Trump in the Indiana primary, the Ted Cruz presidential campaign is now a footnote in the history books.
We are suspending our campaign.
Cruz never mentioned Donald Trump at all after a day of calling him a serial philanderer, pathological liar, and narcissist. Here in Indianapolis, Cruz told the crowd he was giving up the fight.
Thank you to each of you, and God bless you.
And the
even as the event music continued to play here inside the hall, a couple dozen Cruz supporters decided to spontaneously sing the national anthem, a sign that the campaign is over. Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
Meanwhile, after an upset win over Hillary Clinton in Indiana, Bernie Sanders remains optimistic.
I think we can pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States and, in fact, become the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Clinton, however, still has a commanding lead in delegates and superdelegates. It's back to a normal commute this morning for riders of the Mark Brunswick line. Service had been disrupted on that line since the Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington, but crews have now finished that cleanup and normal rail traffic is resuming today. It may not seem like an important distinction to us, but the National Transportation Safety Board says meaningful change at Metro can only happen if safety oversight is done by the Federal Railroad Administration, not the Federal Transit Administration.
Under the FTA, WMATA can choose its own safety standards.
WMATA needs a regulatory structure with rules, inspections, and enforcement. FRA can provide all three.
NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says the FTA simply doesn't have enough teeth, but the FRA has more authority.
Many of the rail properties that they investigate are very similar to Metro in many ways. And we know, for example, they already have oversight over a third rail property.
It's up to Congress or the Transportation Secretary to make the decision. The feds are only overseeing Metro temporarily until legislators in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. can create a new oversight body. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the investigation continues into why a man hijacked a Metro bus yesterday, the union representing drivers says WMATA needs to do more to protect them.
We need for WMATA to be active in ensuring the protection of its workers.
And David Steven with the Amalgamated Transit Union says that can be done with a greater police presence.
What we know for sure is that there's not enough confidence among our membership and among riders that there is real police presence that is there in a significant way.
The union says it'll leave it up to WMATA to determine the number of officers needed to keep union employees safe. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An announcement could come as early as today about an expanded Takata airbag recall. U.S. safety regulators have been pressuring the Japanese airbag manufacturer to add tens of millions of airbag inflators to what is already the biggest auto recall in American history. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,751, the Nasdaq at 4763. Sports, the Nats blow a 3-run ninth inning lead and lose to the Royals. The Orioles beat the Yankees, and it's Caps-Penguins playoff game 4 tonight in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant.
I want to support the Republican Party, but they've got to do something. You know, they've got to do the right thing. Imagine that.
9 to noon.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm saying.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash in the district slows us out of Virginia. This will be on the southeast-southwest freeway as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge, heading eastbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's accident only allowing, looks like just one lane now, slowly getting by. And this is why we're linking up with delays almost back at the Beltway. As you come in from Edsel Road, by the time you get towards Shirlington and the Pentagon, it is at a crawl, again, to get over the 14th Street Bridge. This also affects the George Washington Parkway each direction, trying to merge onto that inbound 14th Street Bridge. Express lanes also slow into town as well. Now, 295 heavy each direction to head onto the freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Had a separate incident reported along the right side before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Suitland Parkway inbound. We've been stop and go this morning. Now back before Silver Hill Road to get past Alabama Avenue with a crash in the backup. So you get by under police direction there. 210 northbound near Palmer Road before the Beltway. Accident cleanup was continuing. And hang on, Greenbelt. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows to inside the Beltway crash before you get to Good Luck Road in Luckett's. Southbound 15 just south of Point of Rocks for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 52 in Bowie, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Ted Cruz bows out. Bernie Sanders lives on after an eventful Indiana primary. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 7:07 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, bottom of this hour, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, on the things getting hot and heavy and deadly in Iraq. And then at 8:05, Matt Schlapp, American Conservative Union. Is it time for the Republican Party to unite behind their presumptive nominee, Donald Trump? We'll talk to Matt Schlapp about it and take your calls. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Millions of people today are beginning to stand up and fight back and demand a government which represents all of us, not just a handful of billionaires.
Well, that was Bernie Sanders last night as he wins Indiana. A surprise, I think, to many people. Bernie Sanders defeating Hillary Clinton in the Hoosier State. Joining us on the line right now to talk about the status of the Democratic race is Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist, Fox News contributor. Hello, Joe. How are you this morning?
Great. Great to be with you guys.
Well, are you surprised by that? I mean, I guess I was a little surprised because I thought that, you know, that Hillary was going to do pretty well in Indiana. But here, Bernie Sanders, I guess, is sort of supported by a lot of independent voters, actually defeated Hillary Clinton.
First of all, Indiana is a state that works for him, and he obviously did last night. It's a state that doesn't have quite the diversity that Pennsylvania and New York have. I mean, it's the kind of state that he's done well in the past. And the turnout was actually low last night, which is also kind of in a reverse way. It helps Sanders when there's a low turnout. I know he talks about large turnouts benefit him. That's not been the case. So there are a lot of reasons it happened, but it's going to happen again. I mean, both Kentucky and West Virginia are coming up. He's probably going to win those. He has a good chance of winning both Washington and Oregon. They're all states that kind of fit his profile. But the problem is, look, last night he gained a net of five delegates on her and closed, beat her in the popular vote by 32,000 votes. The problem is she's ahead of him by 3.1 popular votes. In other words, what happens here is he wins close, she wins big, and she wins bigger states. And so that's what's happened all the way through. And it looks, there's no way that that's going to change. I mean, they're just
doesn't this speak, Joe, of a Hillary Clinton as a candidate who is perhaps not as strong as we thought she was going to be? I mean, is she a weak candidate given the fact that, I mean, she should have put this guy away a long time ago?
Well, no, she's clearly got, all candidates have flaws, and she's clearly got hers and things that she's got to fix going forward. So did Donald Trump. But the fact is, which is something people haven't realized, is she's from day one, Iowa through last night, she's getting 56% of the vote. She's gotten 56% the whole way. She beat him in New York 58-42, and everybody called that a wow, big win, wide margin. She's beating him, 56-43, I think, throughout the whole process. The problem is, in that process, there's states she gets 67 in, states she gets 48 in, there are going to be a string again where he's going to do better. But in the end, this race is going to be, when it's over, she's going to have about 56-57% of the Democratic primary vote. And there's only been two Democrats in 40 years that have run stronger than that. Al Gore against Bill Bradley in 2000 was one of them. I can't remember who the other was, but it's been 40 years. There's only been two that have gotten that high. So, the whole process makes, any front runner lose a whole bunch of states on their way to win, and she certainly has. And Bernie's running a great campaign, but he's not going to win. He's not going to beat her.
Maybe Carter versus Kennedy in 80 was the other one?
Kennedy, that was actually... I think Kennedy
was closer
got
than that.
37%
of the vote. I don't think anyone here suggested Hillary Clinton won't be the nominee for the Democrats. I think the question is whether Bernie Sanders is exposing one vulnerability, and that is people aren't excited about Hillary. You don't see the energy, you don't see excitement. Even in this one demographic, this is consistent, Joe Trippi, and I know you're a numbers guy. You analyze these numbers up and down. And there's one thing that's been consistent since Iowa, and that is the millennial vote is it's something like 85-15 in favor of Bernie Sanders. That's women, too. Hillary Clinton cannot energize that huge voting block that is so important to Democrats. It's what helped Barack Obama, and Hillary's going to need it. What can she get them?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting, because when I agree with you, those are definitely what the numbers have shown in terms of the vote. Harvard released a study, a polling study of thousands of millennials a couple of days ago that showed in a general election against Trump, she would get 61% of millennials. He would get 19, I think the number was. So it's clear that she's losing them in the primary, but it's not clear that she would lose them to Trump in the general. And this is one of the things that's going on both sides. I mean, everybody talks about how all these people are Republicans who aren't going to vote for Trump. Well, I don't think that's true. I think Hillary Clinton will be the great energizer
yes.
of those people, and vice versa.
But she's got problems with unions. She's got real problems in coal country after that comment that she made that she's trying to weasel her way out of. I mean, she's got some real problems to deal with in areas where Democrats have traditionally had a lot of support.
No doubt about it. And, I mean, look, we're going to have one of the things that happens in these things where you have candidates with high negatives like Trump does and she has is the one with the highest negatives tends to lose. Right now that's Donald Trump. That could change. Certainly he's going to do everything he can to change that. But the reality is, and this is the real problem, is that generally when you have people with high negatives like that, it turns out to be a race to make the other one's negatives higher, not make yours better. So
right.
I think
right.
This is going to be one of the
vote for me because you hate me less than the other person.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's going to be one of those.
Yeah, what a joy this is political process is going to be.
But given that, Joe Trippi, I mean, you've been in that room with a candidate. You've been with a candidate who, could very well have gotten the nomination. You were already, at some point you had to think, okay, well, how are we going to run this general? So putting that hat on, if you're advising Hillary Clinton and you look at what the Republicans just did in choosing their nominee, are you feeling good right now, or are you thinking, they picked the one guy who is the wild card, the danger zone for us?
I'm feeling good, but I definitely am a Democrat who believes underestimating Donald Trump is a huge mistake. The entire Republican establishment underestimated him from the word go, and look at what he's achieved. I don't think you gain anything by getting all excited and feeling like, you know, oh, he's going to be a pushover. That's not going to happen. He's totally unpredictable. He can expand, I think, into some blue-collar Democrats. I don't know if I'd call them Reagan Democrats, but that he can. I think there's a path for him to expand there. The problem he does present for the Republican Party in terms of getting enough electoral votes is the party really did need to be able to expand beyond just blue-collar whites into Hispanics and others, and that's where he starts to present an opening and a problem, an opening for Democrats, problem for Republicans, in that with the wall and so many other the policies that he's put forward, not clear to me that he's going to be able to expand beyond some of the blue-collar folks that he may be able to pull in on populist trade issues.
All right,
so in that sense, I feel like if you look at it, you look at the electoral map, Democrats already had a huge advantage in the electoral map without Donald Trump. With him, it starts to make it a little clear what states to go after.
Right.
That you might be able to win.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But listen, Joe Trippi, always a pleasure to have you, and we appreciate you joining us here this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
No, I love being on your show. Look forward to being back.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. It's 7:16. Let's go straight to WMAL Traffic and Weather with Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple of big items working right now. First, to try to get in through town, it's the crash on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, with big delays coming almost off at the Beltway at 395, and then the feeder roads getting up onto 395. Watch for that, picking up the extra volume for sure. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still dealing with accident cleanup inside the Beltway near Good Luck Road. This is giving us big delays, not only out of Greenbelt, but now linking with that volume coming out of the Laurel area. And in the Luckett's area, south of Point of Rocks on 15, accident vehicle into utility pole. Follow police direction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with showers, thunder possible, high 61. Tonight, cloudy with showers, thunderstorm possible, low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, thunder possible,
a lot of rain,
high of 59. We're looking at cloudy days and rain all week long until we get to Sunday. Right now, it's 55 degrees in the nation's capital, 717 on WMAL.
Give your yard the home field advantage with quality products from Long Fence. For over 70 years, we've covered all the bases for local homeowners by offering distinctive deck, patio, and fencing options and more. For your 25% off savings, visit longfence.com.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
And thus concluded one of the strangest 24-hour periods in recent memory.
Boy, tell me about that.
With regard to American electoral politics, that was both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump last night after Trump's resounding win in Indiana, thus basically giving him the nomination. Listen, he doesn't have the numbers yet, but this was, Ted Cruz certainly said this was the biggest chance to stop him. California will put him over the top, it appears, especially if Ted Cruz isn't going to fight for California. So, there you go. You've got your nominee. But let's go back and look at what happened yesterday.
Even if he did, Donald Trump was up like 30 points in California.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
So, let's look at how yesterday panned out. It started out early in the morning, Donald Trump starting his Indiana primary day on Fox News, throwing this grenade.
His father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this, right prior to his being shot? And nobody even brings it up. I mean, they don't even talk about that. That was reported, and nobody talks about it. But I think it's horrible. I think it's absolutely horrible.
That was reported. It was reported in the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, if you to throw this thing out there, Brian, and just, you know, lay it out there. Yeah, his dad was with Lee Harvey Oswald there in Cuba.
A lot of people, including Jake Tapper, took him to task for that, because that seemed to be incorrect information, inappropriate information, and irrelevant information.
But what's interesting to me is, you know, a lot of people were criticizing the media for not making a bigger deal out of it and going after Trump. How dare you, you know, say this about Ted Cruz? First of all, by going after Trump about the Lee Harvey Oswald thing, you're giving more oxygen to the story.
Still works for him.
And the reason the media didn't cover it very much is because they didn't want to, you know, continue to repeat a story that doesn't have a whole lot of facts behind it. However, it reminded me, you know, everyone's saying, what is Trump doing? Why would he do that? It reminded me of an old, and it may not even be true, it could at this point be
an apocryphal
story about LBJ running in a congressional campaign in Texas, where he told his campaign manager to float a story that his opponent was having, sexual relations with a barnyard animal. And the guy said, well, no one's going to believe that he's doing that to a pig. And LBJ says, I know, but I want to hear the SOB deny it.
Yeah.
Because
if you're taking him off his game.
That's right.
And that's what happened
And
yesterday.
What did Ted Cruz do yesterday on primary day?
I'm going to tell you what I really think of Donald Trump. This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth. And in a pattern that I think is straight out of a psychology textbook, his response is to accuse everybody else of lying.
Now, you can understand his frustration, but he's been labeled as Lion Ted since mid-January, I think. And then, you know, in Ted Cruz's mind, here's Donald Trump, you know, repeating a lie about his dad. Meanwhile, Cruz continued the attack yesterday on Donald Trump in a very, very, very strong way.
This man is a pathological liar. Donald Trump is a serial philanderer. The man is utterly amoral. Donald is a bully.
And I think there goes the unity ticket of Trump Cruz.
That pretty much does it, I think. Yeah. So, it was unbelievable yesterday. I mean, and so at the end of it all, where the Donald prevails in Indiana and Ted Cruz decides that it's time to leave, you know, it went out with sort of a very ugly tone.
A whimper.
It's a whimper at the end, but it was a very ugly tone earlier in the day.
Well, it's now up to Donald Trump to reach out and try to unify, and we shall see how he does that. And coming up at 8:05, Matt Schlapp, the head of the American Conservative Union, he'll give us his thoughts on it. It's 7:22 on WMAL.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. Business needs capital to thrive and a bank they can trust. John Marshall Bank has money to lend, and we specialize in helping businesses grow. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and discover a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? Well, if you don't want to look in the mirror anymore and see bags and puffiness, today's your lucky day. Introducing Genucel and Genucel's Mother's Day Super Sale. That's right. It's not just a sale. It's a super sale.
A super sale.
Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. It specifically targets the bags and puffiness under and around the eyes. It works for men and women, and you'll get remarkable results. They exceeded my expectations, and I suggest they'll do the same for you. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love Genucel, and right now, I love this sale. During Chamonix's Mother's Day sale, Chamonix is going to double your order for free. But it gets better. If you call now, Chamonix will throw in their best-selling L'essence, that's French, you know. L'essence. Neck treatment, that's for free as well. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area. That's yours free when you try Genucel. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry up. This sale is not going to last forever. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Today only, you can get their decadent gourmet dipped berries plus a gorgeous bouquet of fresh flowers for mom for $39.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5050. I was so excited to see this deal because it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for mom. Mom gets a stunning, colorful bouquet on day one and delicious, freshly dipped berries on day two, all for $39.99, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. You've never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. But order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. And this incredible deal is only available today and while supplies last. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code
50-50. That's berries.com code 5050.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, an unusual backup. This is westbound through Falls Church. Here's the deal, the culprit for the problem. Before you get to Route 7 accident, they've just cleared it from the right lane to the right shoulder, but still a lot going on there. So again, 66 west as you head through Falls Church and out toward the Beltway with this accident activity. Eastbound, yes, we have that tedious commute we normally see through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and as you come up through to the Beltway, get used to that sometimes, but it still takes a while. On 15 south of Point of Rocks, if you're trying to push in through Luckett's, accident activity cleanup continues. You're under police direction. Police say they are alternating traffic, even though it's quite slow there. Heading in through the district, still continuing with the problem. Waiting on a tow truck is on the freeway, eastbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Delays coming almost off at the Beltway at 395, so affected out of Virginia to this crash in the district. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 7:27.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
You know, there's a Frozen sequel coming out. Disney's working on it. Like they're also, by the way, working on a Broadway musical of Frozen. Everyone loves Frozen. Yeah. Who doesn't love Frozen?
I don't.
Okay, well, everyone else loves Frozen. Anyway, there's now a campaign on the internet with fans of the Frozen film. I don't know if they're really fans of the Frozen film. It's being described as fans of the Frozen film by this report from People magazine, but it's just people with an agenda. They're trying to press Disney into making Elsa, the lead character of Frozen, a lesbian. You heard me right. There is a campaign said, give Elsa a girlfriend, and they want the love interest in the new Disney film to be a girl. So there you go. Speaking of musicals and gay people, the Tony Award nominations came out yesterday. And Hamilton made history. 16 Tony nominations. It will be a big-time Hamilton show there at the Beacon Theater in June. Congratulations to them. There's a whole lot of other nominations for Tony Awards, but no one cares, apparently.
Nobody cares.
No, it's 7:28 on WMAL.
So you thought your timeshare was a great investment, just like you thought dumping your life savings into that dot-com startup in 99 was a great idea. Well, lucky you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up on WMAL, a brave Navy SEAL falls in Iraq in combat. We'll talk to KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was a decisive win for Donald Trump in the Indiana primary, and it means the end of the Ted Cruz campaign.
Donald Trump and his entire family were caught completely by surprise by Ted Cruz's announcement that he was dropping out of the GOP race. Trump trounced Cruz in the Indiana primary, a contest that the Texas senator had basically described as a must-win. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., told CNN that his father and the entire family were shocked as they watched Cruz make his announcement, and Trump sounded very gracious as he praised Cruz for getting out of the race, a big contrast compared to what he was saying about Cruz earlier in the day.
Correspondent Jim Acosta on the Democratic side, meanwhile, it's still a race.
I understand that Secretary Clinton thinks that this campaign is over. I've got some bad news for her.
Bernie Sanders pulling off a stunning upset victory in Indiana over Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
We understand, and I do not deny it for one second, that we have an uphill battle in front of us. But I think we have a path toward victory, although it is a narrow path.
That path, mathematically impossible without swaying some of Clinton's 513 superdelegates to his side.
Correspondent Joe Johns. For the first time this week, it's back to a fairly normal commute this morning for folks who take Mark's Brunswick line into D.C. Crews finished clearing up the site of a Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington. Rail service is resuming this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board says there won't be meaningful change at Metro until the agency's safety effort is overseen by a federal agency with real authority. The NTSB says the Federal Railroad Administration, not the Federal Transit Administration, should be in charge of the effort. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,751, the NASDAQ at 4763. Sports: Kansas City comes up with three runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Nationals. The Orioles beat the slumping Yankees again, and the Caps look to even up their series as they meet the Penguins in Game 4 tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guarantee.
guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters, long haul this morning. Delays pretty much linked up heading through Laurel, just south of 198, past 197 into Greenbelt. The problem was the crash inside the Beltway, which is finally cleared before you get to Good Luck Road. So the closer you get to where the crash was, the better the pace. If you're taking 95 and you're heading south of 216, pretty good shape until just south of the ICC, and that's where you'll hit the stop and go to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway this morning at the Silver Spring and Bethesda, which has been uneventful, so we like that. 270, it's been about the volume. Let's go to the Point of Rocks area on 15, coming southbound south of Point of Rocks, heading into Luckett, still dealing with accident cleanup. Police at the scene say they are alternating traffic, although very slow, so extra time needed. 395, your delays right as you come off the Beltway, and that is jammed across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 54 in Frederick, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. That'll wake you up. 737 WMAO. This is where Washington starts. That'll move the chains. 805, Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, to talk about the Republican nominee for president, presumptive though he may be, Donald Trump, and what the party needs to do now to coalesce to defeat Hillary Clinton. That will be Matt Schlapp at 8:05. And yes, oh yes, we'll take your calls on that topic as well. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line, our good friend KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And you should follow her as I do, as Larry does, as everybody who wants to know what's going on in the world should do at KT McFarland over on Twitter. You learn something every day if you follow KT McFarland. Good morning, KT.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, listen, I want to start with this tragic thing that happened in Iraq, a third combat death as American troops are involved in advising those people who are fighting ISIS, in the area. And in this particular case, this guy was working with Kurdish forces. And incidentally, his name's Charles Keating IV. He's the grandson of Charles Keating from the old savings and loan scandal back in the 80s. But he was out there on the front lines advising Kurdish forces and unfortunately died apparently of small arms fire.
Yeah, I think it's a great tragedy, clearly, when we lose any Americans, but particularly when we lose Americans in a way that the commander-in-chief has put them into harm's way without having their back. President Obama's not trying to win or defeat ISIS. He's just trying to buy a little time so it can fall in the lap of the next president, and President Obama can blame that guy for whatever happens in Iraq. And so I find it really just a betrayal of the role of the commander-in-chief.
He's treading water, basically, isn't he?
Treading. Well, I mean, even worse, he's throwing, you know, lambs to the slaughter. And they're not lambs, but American Special Forces, the president just keeps throwing a few troops at it, proclaiming that we're not sending forces, boots on the ground or combat forces into the Middle East. He knows that there's no likelihood that they're going to succeed in their goal. They're just going to buy a little bit of time. Who are they buying it for? The president's legacy. And to me, that is the most craven use of the role of commander-in-chief.
KT, I want to get your reflections on yesterday's news that Donald Trump is all but locked up the nomination for president. And he now, for the next 2 months before the convention, he needs to make his case to his party and at that point to the rest of the American people that he's the best choice to be the commander-in-chief. I keep hearing this suggestion from President Obama, from Joe Biden, from other individuals that other foreign leaders are terrified at the idea of Donald Trump. They worry about him being erratic, not knowing, being unpredictable. They worry about him not having the wealth of diplomatic knowledge that's necessary. You've been in the room with presidents. You've been in the room with secretaries of state. Is it necessarily a bad thing for other foreign leaders to be worried about who our president is?
No, and the conversation is the same one we had in 1980. I'm writing a book right now, and I'm going back to compare today to 1980 and what was the mood of the country, what was the mood of the world. And it's the same conversation. The GOP establishment in Washington trashed Reagan to say he's not smart enough to be president. He doesn't know anything about foreign policy. He doesn't consult us. So therefore, how could he possibly be president? And the mainstream media did the same thing. Foreign leaders did the same thing. And yet, if you look at the history of the United States, and certainly in the last 50 years, who's the most successful president in foreign policy? It was Ronald Reagan. Why? Because he rethought everything. He said, we don't want to just coexist with the Soviet Union. We want to beat them. We don't want to just have a gun put to our heads while we put a gun to the heads of the Soviet Union over our nuclear weapons. We want to protect ourselves against nuclear weapons. So he rethought everything. He won the Cold War without bankrupting the United States, without firing a shot. And so when people say the same folks are saying the same things today they said in 1980. And I'm dismissing them today like I dismissed them then.
And if they're worried, and our enemies have a little fear about what he might do because they look him as unpredictable, that is only a good thing. I mean, I remember when Reagan came into office, I mean, Jimmy Carter had been struggling with the Iranian hostage crisis. And as soon as, even like literally minutes before Reagan was sworn in, the Iranians let those guys go.
Anybody who is running to say, I'm putting America first. It's all about American interests first. I want to rebuild our military. I want to start winning again. Now, the uncertainty that puts in the hearts of our adversaries is, yikes, what if he's serious? Then we're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. And what it says to our allies is, well, the foreign policy of leading behind is now finished.
Meanwhile, you mentioned leading from behind, and that was a big part of the president's plan in Libya, and we see how that worked out. Also, that was Hillary Clinton's plan as well. Let's not forget. That was her war. Well, we're now learning that there is going to be some sort of effort in Libya, and there's going to be some sort of protracted campaign to actually right the wrongs and turn things around, but the U.S., again, will not be taking the lead. You've seen this, KT?
Yeah, and it's not just in Libya. It's not just in Iraq. If you look at American foreign policy around the world, and it's the Obama, Clinton, Kerry foreign policy. What has it done? It's messed up so many different areas. It's enabled, this leading from behind has enabled other hegemons, other bad guys around the world from shoving out their elbows and pushing us around, whether it's the Chinese claiming the South China Sea, the Russians trying to reclaim territory that they lost at the end of the Cold War, whether it's the rise of ISIS, whether it's the rise of Iran. All of those things, I think, are directly attributable to the feckless foreign policy of the Obama administration.
Do we have any faith in Italy leading the effort in Libya?
They'll all eat well.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
And on that note, KT McFarland, it's always a pleasure. And by the way, follow KT at KT McFarland over on Twitter. You'll learn something each and every day. It's now 7:43.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a queen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. I mean, it's almost here. I mean, you'll freak out when you look at the calendar. And all of the moms in your life deserve to be celebrated in a quality way, not some last minute scramble. Oh my gosh, I got to get something. So do it right and do it now by going to 1-800-Flowers.com. Send them beautiful roses. Show your mom, your stepmom, your grandma, your wife how much they mean to you. Send them the best. And by the way, I mean, this ain't nothing. You're not only going to send them the best and send them, you know, with that smile guarantee from 1-800-Flowers, but guess what? You're going to get a really good deal. And you know what? That'll make mom happy, too. She doesn't like it when you overspend, right? So go to 1-800-Flowers.com. This deal is only available through tomorrow. So just handle it today so it's one less headache. You'll get 24 beautiful multicolored roses for $29.99. Oh, this is a no-brainer. A full bouquet of 24 roses. She's going to love them, and it's an incredible offer. Usually $49.99. Now you get it for $20 off, $29.99. But it's only available through tomorrow while supplies last. Go order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on that radio microphone you see in the upper right corner. Enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here's what we have. Thank you, Larry. On the George Washington Parkway southbound as you head past the overlooks, jammed. That delay goes to the 14th Street Bridge because the 14th Street Bridge pretty much at a standstill, as is 395 back near the Beltway, all for the crash up ahead in the district on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Confined now to just one lane block. So that is an improvement, but still waiting on a tow truck. So this big crash in D.C. causing sizable backups here coming through Virginia. Beltway through Annandale to Tyson, stop and go toward the Legion Bridge, but lanes there on the Beltway reported open. Getting a little bit better on the pace under police direction on 15. If you're heading into Luckett's, the crash south of Point of Rocks with a vehicle into utility pole. Again, watch for police to get you through. Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up through Laurel. Then we're clearing just inside the Beltway. Crash gone, and those delays gone. Once you merge onto 295, each direction 295 jammed to the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the gray sky through midweek, maybe a little bit longer as showers still in the forecast. Front to the west of us still needs to come through. Unsettled for the rest of the week. Clouds today, clouds tomorrow, a few showers around both days. Maybe a thunderstorm mixed in with highs close to 60 degrees. Overnight lows down near 50. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 747.
Well, listen, we had a situation yesterday, a very bizarre situation involving a Metro bus driver who was attacked and his bus was hijacked. Here's Kathy Lanier talking about exactly how the whole thing started.
When the bus comes to a stop, 800 block of Kenilworth, the suspect then attacks the driver. All the passengers flee from the bus immediately when they see the attack.
And then we're going to go to Cut 47 next, if we could. Then she was talking about how it all unveiled and unfolded. So the man confronts the driver, attacks the driver. Passengers go out the back door. They see that something's going on. It continues.
The suspect then, during the attack, pulls some sort of weapon. We don't know what it is yet. Shuts the door and takes the bus.
He took the bus, and he drove off in the bus in sort of a wild, and boy, the police are in pursuit. It's a crazy situation. A short time later, he drove the bus into a gas station and actually hit a man.
Cut 40. So the suspect drives the bus over here to Minnesota Avenue and Burroughs. He enters the gas station here on the corner, goes over the curb, and strikes a pedestrian. Right now, we know that all of the individuals involved are adult males. There's no juveniles involved.
And that man, by the way, who got hit, the pedestrian that got hit, actually was killed by the impact.
This guy's a murderer.
Police actually were on the scene very quickly and brought the situation under control. I mean, after a tragic 3 or 4 minutes there.
Officers were on the scene very quickly. The Metro driver pushed the emergency button. So officers are here on the scene quickly, and they were able to get him off the bus after just a couple minutes.
You know, it goes to show you, you're just going through your daily life. You're on a bus. You're going to work. You're trying to, you know, just get by in this town. And in 3 minutes, things go crazy. In 3 minutes, a bus is hijacked. A driver is attacked. Passengers are put at risk. People on the street are put at risk. And a man is run over and killed by some guy who hijacks a bus.
Yeah, it's like remember that movie Speed, where they hijacked the bus and it became part of a terror plot. His name is Keith James Loving. He's from Northeast D.C. He's 30 years old. He's been charged with second-degree murder. And he's either an evil murdering pig, or he's a deeply disturbed individual who needs to be locked away in a criminal institution for quite some time.
Yeah, very, very tragic thing. Some of the drivers are talking about how dangerous it is to be a driver, and that there have been a whole host of attacks against bus drivers who work for the Metro system over the past 3 years.
Well, that's an awful thing, and you don't hear about that as much. Listen, it's and unfortunately, of course, this has nothing to do with the incompetence of WMATA and incompetence of the Metro system in general in Washington, D.C., but it just adds to this narrative that it ain't a great thing to take mass transit in Washington. And, you know, you look back a couple of decades ago, and the district council, and the mayors always touted that D.C. was going to be in the forefront of mass transportation in America. And this metro in D.C. has just gotten one bad story after another, and it makes it hard to talk about people coming here and taking mass transit. It makes you want to just stay in your car.
It also feeds into this narrative that D.C. is once again becoming sort of a very bizarre and mean town. It is 7:51.
WMAL, go!
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM at AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When it's time to sell your home, I want you to choose the agent with the best system for selling your home on time and for the most money. And that would be my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it outright. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman Silver Spring home, it sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same. So please call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. Learn more online at itrustfrank.com.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
7:53, let's check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. How's it going, Stephanie Shelton?
Well, it isn't going any different than an hour ago. Excuse me. When the stock markets open, futures suggest that they'll be down again. Quarterly reports continue to come in this morning, Priceline's profits and revenue beating expectations. ServiceMaster, which owns Terminix and Merry Maids, among other businesses, missed earnings forecasts and guided expectations lower for the year. The company spent a lot of money on growing its business. Time Warner's profits were better than expected despite weak revenue growth. Earnings rose double digits for HBO and Turner, as well as the movie arm Warner Brothers. Tesla reports after the bell, and UBS is predicting a big loss and a miss on yearly sales forecasts. 7-Eleven promising to use only cage-free eggs in its store by 2025. The convenience store chain says it's becoming more important to its customers to serve more, quote, humanely sourced eggs. And Google and Fiat Chrysler teaming up on a self-driving minivan. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, here's the deal. Incidents in the district on the freeway, one eastbound, one westbound, both near the 3rd Street Tunnel, waiting on tow trucks. The effects of this commute with this crash, boy, 395 off the beltway, jammed to try to get across the 14th Street Bridge and toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. So is the George Washington Parkway, 110, all those arteries trying to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Also, for the eastbound crash, the westbound crash, I should say, slows off at 295. Northbound, back near the beltway, the Suitland Parkway, and then a heads up on northbound 295, almost as you get to that 50 BW split north of Eastern Avenue. Watch for the crash. Police are on the scene. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps, wherever the open road takes you. Find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now at 7:57.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? It's true, and Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and will then manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. With Renters Warehouse, it's easy, fast, and worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be talking to Matt Schlapp about the Donald Trump presumptive nomination after he wins in Indiana. We're going to take your call.